Good morning.
Let's refresh everybody's memory. Old Abe is the better-known Wisconsin Civil War mascot. Remind us about Old Abe.
Old Abe, every fourth-grade student learns about in Wisconsin. Bald eagle with great white head became almost the symbol of Wisconsin's participation in the war. Old Abe was caught up in northwestern Wisconsin by an Ojibwe. I think he was a teenager at the time, and he was sold to the Eau Claire militia when they went off in 1861 to fight the war. And Old Abe accompanied the 8th Infantry through the whole war, saw dozens of battles. I think 37 was the number that he witnessed from a perch on top of a shield, a ceremonial perch that the regiment built for him, so he'd always be alongside their flags.
And survived the war. That's why he became such an inspiration.
Definitely survived the war. During one battle, the rope that attached him to his perch was shot, and he flew away. And he actually got away many times, but always came back.
But there was one other eagle that was a Wisconsin mascot in the Civil War.
There was. There was an eagle called Old Andy, later named Old Tim, whom very few people know about, and a researcher only recently discovered facts about this year.
Well, what have we found out?
Andy was captured as an imitation of Old Abe. Old Abe was already famous when the 49th Infantry, at the very end of the war, decided they wanted an eagle mascot, too. They went south just before Lincoln was assassinated in the spring of 1865. So they came in right at the end of the war. And when they went south into the lower Mississippi, they purchased a golden eagle, about the same size, but no white bald head, and named it Andy Johnson after the president who succeeded Lincoln.
And Andy wasn't always treated all that well.
No. As those of you who paid attention in history class will know, Andrew Johnson was reviled. Lincoln was worshipped, and Johnson was reviled and impeached. And so Old Andy bore some of the brunt of the negative public opinion against President Johnson. He was actually stoned at times when he came back to Wisconsin.
And so that brought about a name change.
Yes, yeah. His keepers at the Capitol felt bad that he was bearing the brunt of this of the insults that he didn't deserve, and a movement was launched to rename him, and he was rechristened Old Timothy after a Wisconsin senator, a Republican politician named Timothy Howe.
Now, Andy, or Timothy as it were, so little known that the Historical Society didn't learn much about him until this year.
That's right. A researcher named Kristen Patterson was going through obscure records relating to payroll, state payroll, and she unearthed payments to the keeper of Old Abe for the care of two eagles, and then she worked very hard to figure out what was going on there. Besides being unpopular, Old Andy died sooner than Old Abe and never achieved the public acclaim that Abe did. So he simply vanished from history like so many of us do.
Michael Edmonds, thanks for being with us.
Okay.